Hey, Girl Bosses, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Girl Boss. This is your host, Zoya.
And this is your host, Lalana. Okay, so first of all, it's been a while, but we're back at it, like we promised. but like, how's your past weeks been, Zoya?
Good. Yeah, we've been kind of, I wouldn't say we're busy preparing to go back to school, but I've just set my life around going back to school at this point. Like, I'm just like, August 12th, we're going back to school, you know? So every day I just count down and I'm like, I need to do this. I need to go do that. And it's been pretty nice. What about you?
It's been nice. Literally, the feeling of going back to school as senior. It's like a year and a half of like not seeing that many faces. Like it's a little bit creepy, but like honestly, I've been taking more care of myself recently so that I don't look a complete flop. I've been doing skincare recently. I don't know if it's working. You tell me Wednesday. I don't think it's working, but it's like I'm not getting that many new pimples. It's not like taking them away, but I'm not getting as much as I was getting in the past month. I think it was because of college stress, like pimples were coming. Mm. So I'm not getting as many. Like I still have the acne, but it's better. But again, we're wearing masks. So you're only seeing my eyes and forehead. So I don't really know what's the point. But exactly. Okay, one bad point. We all have our bad points, guys. But I gained so much weight over the last month. It's so unhealthy. I'm not even kidding. I'll tell you on the podcast how much I gained. I'm like, it's so bad. It's like, I'm going to get back. I'm trying to get back into shape. But it's not like, when I say shape, not lose all the weight I gained, but like just move my body instead of sitting.
Yeah, I think it's just having that satisfaction that you're doing something. You just feel more fresh. You feel more motivated. Because I know if I work out, it just feels like I'm already a better person. You know
what I mean? I did one thing good for my body, guys.
Yeah, it just feels so nice. And if I start my day with working out, it just feels like I'm getting like a head start in everything. I don't know. I'm just so much more motivated to get everything done. But I haven't worked out in so long, so.
Yeah, because when you work out, it's kind of like you're turning your on button on, whereas like, let's take me for example, because guys, Lalana working out is kind of a funny joke, but I wake up and I'm just like sluggish like through the whole morning. I'm trying to do work, but I'm just sluggish. But if you like work out and then immediately take a bath, then it's kind of like you just have all that energy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes if I don't work out, then my schedule kind of comes upside down and I'll take a shower at night before I sleep. I mean, a lot of people do that, but I don't know, if I don't take a shower in the morning, I just don't feel as awake. And
at least like I need to wash my face at least, because
sometimes I'll forget to do that, I'm not gonna lie.
I often find myself taking baths right after lunch because I know I'm gonna go in a food coma. So my life's been pretty boring. Oh wait, actually one more interesting thing. Zoya's like, can we just get into it? But no,
Lalana wants to talk. Go ahead.
Last week, what happened is we were supposed to record an episode, but, like, okay, it's kind of my fault. Like, I kept pushing it, and then I pushed it, I think, like, I don't know, till like, Wednesday or Thursday. But then our Wi-Fi went out because someone's, like, constructing a house near us, and the constructors cut, like, the fiber network or some cable or something that comes to our house and, like, people on our street. So we had, like, no Wi-Fi. So annoying. So we went to my brother's house, and so, like, yeah, we couldn't record. So that's why. You can blame me for a missing episode in the last week, but it's fine.
No, it's totally fine. That actually happened to the Wi-Fi near me last school year. So like the construction people cut one of the wires and I didn't have Wi-Fi like the entire day, and it was pretty nice because like obviously no school, but
the makeup work gets you.
Yeah, exactly. I was just afraid my teachers would think that I'm lying, because I know a lot of kids have lied about
it's a virtual
especially in virtual school. So like I emailed them and I was like, maybe I should have my parents email too, you know, just so they have that one like satisfaction, like that she's not lying. And then some of my teachers actually asked me where I lived, like what city and everything, or like which area, so that they could know if there was actually a Wi-Fi cut or not. And I was like, oh my god, do you really not trust me?
Yeah, because if you say like old, like the Plano is like an older part that comes in our school, if you say that, they can be like, there's no new houses, like you're kidding me. Mm-hmm. But like you live in the newer area, so
exactly. Yeah, like right next to me they're making new houses, so
yeah,
makes sense that they cut a wire. But let's get into the episode. So, although I keep forgetting what we talk about because we take such long breaks, I'm pretty sure last week we got into like the specifics of stocks and investing in stocks. So today we're going to take a quick turn and talk about other types of things you can invest in. So Lon, do you want to give a quick recap on stocks?
Yes. So last episode, go check it out if you want to know more. But we did talk about stocks. So for those that did not listen to the episode, just a quick rundown on stocks. Or they're basically like parts or a share of a company that anyone in the public, if they're available to the public, you can put in a certain amount of money, like the worth of one stock. And you can buy those shares as a part of the company. And a good thing about investing early is that you can start gaining up, I guess, your own shares of a company. So therefore you're like the money is playing its own game and it's working on its own. So you're going to start earning money passively. Like that money is just going to make money by itself. And so that's like the biggest benefit of a stock, which is essentially a share of a company. You know, there's risks and benefits, but it's kind of almost investor's choice. Like, for example, me, I go a little more riskier because, you know, I'm younger. I don't have anything to lose if I lose the money I put into there. So I went into more risky investments. Whereas some people my age might be like, okay, I'm investing just for the sake of starting to grow money. They might go for more corporate, like more financially established corporations like Google or Microsoft. Yes, they're only going to get lesser shares of the company because the stocks are worth more. But, you know, they just have like something they'll grow a little bit, you know. So stocks are just shares of a company. Depending on your mindset, you know, you can put as much as you want. And, you know, it's almost like a game as long as you know your strategies. That's basically stocks. It's a little risky, but...
It's fun. And go check out our last episode to know more. But another type, which is similar to bonds, and I'm going to be honest, I was super confused between this and stocks, especially when I was studying them for DECA my first year. I was like, what's the difference? And there was this one video that really helped. If I ever find it, I guess we can link it or something. But bonds are basically, they're like stocks because once you have your share of them, you can also sell them before they reach their full maturity and their value rises just like stocks do. And instead of having a share of a company with bonds, you're basically lending some of your money to a business or a company or institution, and they're guaranteed to pay you back. So unlike stocks, where there's more of a risk to lose your money, with bonds, you kind of have a guarantee to get some of your money back because the business or company that you lend money to will pay you back with interest. So you're making money through those interests. And I think a lot of people think that bonds are just safer because there's low risk and you're just getting money. But yeah, stocks, obviously, if you invest and you were to make more money, there's just a higher chance for you to make a bigger amount. Unlike with bonds, because a bond, you're only getting what you paid with interest. So,
Yeah. So like as Zoya mentioned, you know, with bonds, you know, they pay you back with interest and it's low risk. And so that's a little bit, you know, similar to mutual funds in terms of the risk. Mutual funds are similar to bonds in that they have a lower risk because your gains or losses are proportional to your share of the investment. So if you have more, you can gain or lose more. So you know that your risk is going to go up or it's going to go down by the amount you invest. So in that way, mutual funds are more similar to bonds because they have lower risks. Now, what exactly is a mutual fund? So a mutual fund is basically, you know, a combination of various investments from different investors. And so in that core definition, it's different from stocks because stocks is coming directly from a company, whereas mutual funds is like a bunch of investors. They put kind of all their shares together, hence mutual, and they're basically funding, hence fund, their investment so that other people can then take their own share out of someone else's share, if that kind of makes sense. So that's what like a mutual fund is.
And going off of that, so there's a type of fund that's really similar to mutual funds. It's called exchange traded funds. And these are typically less common, but at least I don't hear about them as often.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, like I think before we recorded this, I didn't really know much about them. I knew they existed, but not yeah, really what
I only
are.
Learned about it like when I learned about like investing, but it's mm-hmm. kind of like yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, so it's just like mutual funds, except there's more flexibility with making transactions. So for an exchange traded fund, or an ETF for short, you can make transactions at any time of day, and you know, for any day, as long as you have it. But with mutual funds, you can only make a transaction once a day. And of course, because it's called exchange traded fund, you can also make trades at any point in time, as long as the market is open for making trades. So with mutual funds, that is not possible. And that's why with exchange traded funds, there's just more flexibility. But again, low risk, low return. So I don't think many people go for this option.
Yeah, and just like Zoya mentioned with the ETF exchange traded fund, there's something that's very similar in the trait that, you know, low risk, low return. There's like another fund called money market fund. And just like an ETF, it has that same core fundamental of low risk, low reward. But I think the primary difference is money market funds is mostly for short term goals. So it's kind of like, you know, think of a snap of a fingers kind of, you know, savings kind of place. It's not something if you mm-hmm. want to save money for 30 years down the road, like bonds or stock. It's something just to have it, you know, make money quick and then kind of just, you know, let go of it. Mm-hmm. But you know, the money market fund in itself is essentially a sub branch of a mutual fund that allows you to invest in short term, like as I mentioned before, debt securities. And so, for example, the U.S. Treasury bills and commercial papers would, you know, be an example of something you can invest in, which is essentially equivalent to cash. But most people don't opt for this because, again, like as Zoya mentioned before with the ETF, I guess low risk and low reward isn't as, I guess, attractive. And also it's like a short-term mm-hmm. thing, and you're like directly investing in something that's like, it's a debt security, so it's not something that seems as promising. So people prefer to, you know, go through other people's investments or corporations and, you know, trade their money there, or just withhold yeah. it safely in a, you know, a savings account and use interest rates to make money rather than mm-hmm. a money market fund, because there aren't that many benefits. It's kind of like a low profile place.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why most people do prefer stocks and bonds. I would too. I think if you want to play it safe, you can opt for these, but
yeah,
you just have a better chance of return when you're going yeah. with the other options.
Yeah.
But yeah, moving on. So the next one is called a certificate of deposit. And I like this one because the short form is CD. And CD,
you know, like CDs, that's how I remember it
too. Yeah, that's how I remember it. Like, so guys, if you have any help remembering.
Yeah, I have an obsession CDs. With CD players. Like, you guys don't even know. I love those things. Like, when I was little, we had no TV. Disney Princess CDs, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
I know. CD player. I love them. I used to have a portable one that I would take on road trips.
Yeah.
We used to do a lot of road trips.
I begged for one of those, gosh. But I never got one.
Yeah, and I just had bunch of Barbie movie CDs. And my sister and I both had one. You can, like, connect and watch together. Uh-huh. So we would just, like, watch it in the car. And oh, my gosh.
But
so
it's okay. Fun. We're cool people. We got a Blu-ray CD player.
We're in the future now.
All the OGs know what that is.
I know. But yeah, so a certificate of deposit is a type of savings bank account. So you'd put some of your money in, and you can choose how much ever money you want to put, and you have to put it for a certain amount of time, and you cannot withdraw it until the contract is over. So once it's over, obviously you can I just lost my train of thought.
You're good.
Contract is over, you can withdraw the money. That's the word. I don't know why I was gonna say return the money.
You're good.
So withdraw the money, and with the certificate of deposit, while the money is sitting in that account, you're gonna be making money through an interest rate. So that's how you'd make profit. And then when you finally withdraw it, you're gonna have the money you put in, as well as the interest you made on it. So typically, I don't think the interest rates are that high. So again, it's kind of like it's not even a risky option, honestly. It's just a low return option. But if you have money on hand that you just want to put in and save and make money off of, I think that's a great option to opt for.
Yeah, going off of what Zoya said, definitely for CDs, like if you just have a little money and you're not someone who's really like, you're satisfied with how much you have, but you're not really someone who's looking to lose that money. I think CD is a great option. Like, I honestly don't see a risk. Like, you're just, you know, you're making, you know, a lot of, maybe not a lot, but you're making some money off of the interest rate. Yeah. It's better than just leaving it in like a checking or savings account.
Yeah, but, exactly.
As Zoe mentioned, a CD has no risk, but the next one we're about to mention has, you know, can have a risk. It's real estate. So a lot of people, when they think of investment, as we mentioned before, they go to accounts or stocks. No one really thinks of houses or cars, real estate, you know, properties or anything like that. But as you guys know, real estate, you know, includes the field of buying homes, property, lands, islands, anything like that. And what you can do is you can sell it, take out loans. You can even sell something in the terms of just renting it out rather than actually selling the property. And you can make profits in all those different ways. For example, if I sold the house I live in, I can make money. Or I can maybe rent out the house if I'm planning to move. You know, there's just so much ways, like, you can accumulate profits. And so thinking about it that way, you're like, okay, high reward, that's great. There's no risk. But there's actually a lot of risk because the field of real estate fluctuates very, very often. Like, one simple trigger can either set it to go up or go down. Like, during elections, it can either skyrocket or you know, go down. If there's like one economic crisis, it can go up or down. If there's a company moving, it can go up or down. If there's a lot of weather conditions, up or down. If there's a lot of social changes, a lot of shootings, up or down. Like, it's just not stable. And oftentimes this field is very risky because people are just, loans have a lot of, you know, because the real estate industry includes a lot of loans, obviously, because you need to buy houses, you need to take out money. A lot of loans have a lot of loopholes everywhere. Yeah. And so it's not only just risky to buy a property because of fluctuations, but it's also risky in terms of who to trust, which companies will give you the better deals. You know, people are really nice on the cover letter. And sometimes you just get lost in that. And so I feel like real estate is just risky ethically, like, just in general. But if you're smart about it, it is a very good place to invest. Like, I do know people back in my hometown in Florida. Most of the population was centered around where I used to live. Not going to say the place for privacy, but where I used to live. But, you know, back then, a lot of people bought property, like, you know, it was very, very cheap, relatively, like a little bit far away. And now, like, those lands are selling for money there because that's where it's growing, right? And so for them, it was, you know, a profit because they bought it very low. They were smart about it. They're like, one day someone's going to have to live there. There's not enough space on the earth for how many babies are being born.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of like you got to just play it very safe and you need to know what you're doing. You know, there's a lot of friends that can help you out. A lot of people are familiar with it. So definitely, definitely, it's like a great place to invest if you can be smart about it. But there are risks, but there's rewards.
Yeah, exactly. No, it reminds me of when Toyota moved to Texas. Yeah. A lot of people ended up moving here, and that's around when I moved here too, although it wasn't because of Toyota, but even now, like, the DFW area is growing, and, you know. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Let's move on. I don't want to talk about it too much. So, the next piece of, I guess this is a thing, so a thing you can invest in, is valuable items. Now, I'm on the top of it, you wouldn't think that you can invest in these because I honestly didn't think so. But gold, jewelry, like, anything valuable, like those rare gems, like birthstones, artworks, especially old artworks from like popular artists, albums, especially signed albums. This is why I collect albums. merchandise, all of these things. At the time, maybe some of these won't have value. Maybe you'll get, I don't know, a signed album and you won't think that it's super, super important right now. But down the line or over the years, people may want it. For example, I think Pokemon cards. Like, sometimes they'll just get popular and people want to sell them and trade them. And sometimes they'll just get super unpopular. Like, it's just super risky because you never know when something will just go around and people would want them. But I mean, I guess for gold and jewelry, it's kind of, sometimes the prices fluctuate, but gold prices rise really often. I mean, yeah, not that I check every day.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, I know, like, I think even Zoya can relate, like, valuable items, especially like where we come from, in Southern Asia, like, in the culture, buying a lot of jewelry and gold is just like a regular thing. Like, I know where we live in America, I feel like people don't buy, you know, jewelry that much. They'll buy diamond rings, diamond necklaces. But, like, back in India, they buy a lot of jewelry. They buy a lot of gold and things like yeah. that. And they buy it for the sake of culture. But yeah. me and Lalima, like, my sister, we always joke. And we're like, my mom's like, I'm going to pass my jewelry on to you guys. We're both like, we're selling it. We're investing right off of it. We always yeah. make the joke because, you know, they bought it for culture's sake because that's just how culture in India mm-hmm. works. But it's like, I feel like I've assimilated that part of my culture out. Like, I'm not that jewelry oriented. Mm-hmm. I don't like wearing that much on me. That's just my personal preference. Right. So it's like, yeah, I'll keep yeah. some for keepsake, you know, culture,
yeah, family, yeah, blooms, you should.
Things like that.
Exactly. But, no, because yeah. I know, like, it's culture and a trend in India, where we're from at least, mm-hmm. to buy a lot of gold, and some people even store it in like city lockers and whatnot. I mean, I've heard of, like, okay, well, I'm not going to get too much into it. But, you know, like, people do buy it and keep it for investing purposes. It's a really good way to make money if you yeah. want. But, yeah, I don't think there's much of a risk involved, I'm going to be honest.
Because usually if you're buying a valuable item, you have enough money to buy the item. So
exactly.
Like, even if it went down, you're buying it as something you found valuable. So, like, integrally, mm-hmm. I don't think you'll be that upset. Because I remember, yeah. okay, this is so off track, but on PBS, I don't know if it's still airing, but there used to be, like, a show where, like, people would go to, like, these antique places and try to sell their antique pieces. And, like, some judge people, I don't know what they're called, they would go around and they would, like, examine those pieces and, like, tell you how much they're worth. Like, I remember once this lady, she brought, like, a really old, like, I think it was, like, some baseball or something that she found in her, like, some relative's house that she brought there, and it was worth so much. Like, you know, just... those are, like, valuable items, you know, heirlooms yeah. or random finds you find. Like, that show, like, they, like, examine different people's antique pieces or rare mm-hmm. finds and, like, tell you how much you can get for it. Like, tell me, I'm being honest here, like, tens of thousands of dollars involved sometimes.
Whoa. Yeah, no, that's super cool. I want to watch that.
Yeah, Zoya, pass on your signed albums to your grandkids, to their grandkids. Pass it on. Yeah. At least hopefully we'll get rich one day.
Yeah, no, because I don't think I have a signed album. Or maybe I do have, like, a signed card. But what I do have is a signed jersey from Klay Thompson.
Oh.
Basketball player. Yes. So,
did you not hang it up, Zoya?
Huh?
Where'd you put it? Did you not hang it?
Hang it? It's with me right here.
Oh.
It's in my closet.
It's in your closet. Zoya, frame it.
Yeah, no, like, I've never worn it. It's, like, in its, like, chic thing. But I'm gonna be honest, I don't know. I've been wanting to sell it because
how much do you think is going off of it? A lot.
I'm hoping at least 150. I don't know, but I'd have to see because I'll
probably get more.
I'll probably get more. It's only because I've kept it for so long, and I probably should. I don't even know if Klay Thompson is retired yet or not. Probably yeah. not.
You let me be honest, when it comes to sports, every 4 years during the Olympics, that's the only time I'm an expert. After yeah. the Olympics is over, sports, what is that?
Yeah, same.
Love the Olympics.
So I don't know if I should, like, sell it now, or maybe wait and sell it down the line, like, when I'll make the most money. So I've been thinking about it, and
I would wait. Like,
I would wait too. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've had it for a while now. I think it's been at least 4 years.
I don't think he officially retired. I googled it, guys, because I'm that stupid. But it said Thompson on ESPN. I'm not sure if this is true anymore, but Thompson has not played an NBA game since June 13th, 2019, after he tore his left ACL against the NBA Finals, the Raptors.
Oh,
that's sad.
Oh. Okay, well, I hope he gets better and plays.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen about my jersey?
So, yeah,
I'm sorry. That's not the only thing I worry about. But we'll see. If anyone wants to buy it from me, like, DM us on Instagram. And I'll give you a price. I'll think about it a bit more.
Yeah. List it for higher than 150. Zoya, he's a professional NBA player on a good team, and he's well known. And you're like, I'm gonna split for $115.
I said at least. Oh no, I said 150. But like,
you can get it.
I don't know. I don't know how much more. I mean, I'm not gonna put it up for like 500 because that's a bit too much.
Oh, maybe just want to say, put it up there for 1,000 for fun. And you're like, I'm not gonna put it for.
That's true. I could always decrease it, right? Or maybe I could put it up for a bid on eBay. People bid like crazy on there.
And then it'll look like you put it on sale. when it's less than 1,000.
That's true. Honestly, you're giving me great ideas. I'm gonna do it before summer ends, hopefully.
No, keep it, jersey, keep it. I'll keep it for longer.
Yeah, I don't know if I should or not. Maybe, like, imagine if 10 years down the line, people start remembering him and he's just super famous and I sell it then.
Okay. Yeah, who knows? Okay, anyways, back to the topic. We got so off topic. It's Lalana's fault, guys. Like, always, it's my fault. It's whatever. Yeah. Okay, back.
No, back to the topic. Saving things like merch, albums, and artwork can be beneficial to you in the future. And just buying gold, jewelry, birthstones, stuff like that, gems. Keep them, buy them, and keep them. You can also use them because I feel like gold, especially, is something like, even if you use it, you can still sell it for the market price that's available that time, because it can't really decrease in value if the market price is higher. So, just saying.
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty valuable. Invest in it. But yeah, do you want to take on the last one, Alana?
Yep. So as we talked about in the previous two, real estate and valuable items, you know, those are both having properties in your hand as sources of investment or sources of money if you sell. But, you know, another way to make money in a tangible way is also by having a business. So you can, like, create, run, or expand a business, you know, it's because it's not a partial ownership like a stock. You have, like, full, you know, ownership of, like, a business or an empire you created. I mean, yes, you can split and have partners, but your portion is fully under your control. So you can make, if the business is doing well, if the business has proper, you know, networking connections, you can make money, you know, off of that. And so I guess business, compared to, you know, the previous stuff that me and Zoya talked about, like stocks or ETFs or mutual funds, you know, businesses is more, I feel like, straightforward because it's calculated by your profits, you know, versus, you know, your income and your costs and things like that. And so I feel like there is more of a risk because it is a harder process. You could fail. The success rates are a little bit higher, where stocks, you know, you just start off from a company that's already made. You don't really need to do the work. I mean, you do have to do the mathematical work and think about it, but you guys get it. You don't need to start a business from scratch. But a business is definitely a great way if you have, like, a mission in mind. You know, you can always make money from there. It's, like, a great way to invest your time into.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Exactly. But me being me, I'm going to be honest, my favorite type is probably stocks. Yeah. Or the valuable items. Because it's just, okay, I like another story. But you can go ahead first.
Okay. Well, because we're talking about what we like the best, I'll say, okay, I definitely like stocks just because, as I mentioned, I am a little bit, when it comes to life decisions, I'm very safe. Like, as Zoya, I don't go risky, but, like, I feel like the reason I'm risky with stocks right now is because I know I have nothing to lose. Like, once I start making my own money, once I'm in college and I have to pay loans, trust me, I will not be risky. But, you know, right now I'm taking the risk. But I think my favorite after that is either real estate or valuable items, because I love, you can ask, I love interior design, I love houses, I love properties. Like, if I could, I'd buy properties, live there for, like, a week and, like, rent it out rather than selling it. I'm, like, that type of person. Also, I like valuable items, but I like unique valuable items. Like, I don't think I would want to buy, like, gold or something, but, like, more, like, unique, rare finds. That's kind of
No, that makes sense. Exactly. So, yeah, the story I wanted to share. So, Xbox, obviously. Okay, so I'm a gamer, and I've been trying to get my hands on one of the new Xboxes. So there's Xbox One X and Xbox One S. And they both have just, at least from the past year, came out in 2020, I believe, or maybe 2019, I'm not sure exactly. But I've been tracking it, and they've been out of stock. Literally, they come in stock in 5 seconds, and it's out of stock because people literally code robots to, like, buy it for them and whatnot. And I can't do that. So I've literally been tracking them, trying to get my hands on them. And finally, this one day, I think the stores have, like, from the past few months, they started doing this thing where you can, like, track and, like, block off the robots. So it's kind of like a manual thing. Like, it's hard to explain, but it gives you, like, waiting periods between so that robots can buy it. And so I finally got one in my cart, and I bought it, and I got it. So then I bought one more. And after that, it just went out of stock. And it's kind of a valuable item because I went on eBay, and people are literally selling the new Xbox for, like, double the price.
Honestly, Zoya, do not feel guilty. Do not feel shamed. go no. sell it for double the price.
Tell me I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. How much? And I won't ask you on the podcast. I'll ask you after.
How much no, you made. I did. It's a smart way to make money, y'all. Do it. I sold that one. I kept, obviously, one of them for myself. I also sold my old Xbox. Someone wanted to buy it, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, we do that, too. Like, when we moved to a house, we have a... We had pianos and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, we just didn't think it would fit in the house. So, we're just selling it and we make money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, it was, I don't know, it just felt super nice to buy and sell like that. I felt so smart about it.
No, that's why, but I feel like that's why people have the robots, because most of them don't keep it.
They sell it, exactly.
And something I would do too. Buy it
for double. Yeah, exactly. I would, if I could code one, bro, I would too. Hopefully, you know, there's... in the future. I'll learn how to. But yeah.
I think that's actually a job. Like, I think that's how a lot of people do become rich, because that's kind of like an Alibaba.
It is, really. Yeah. No, it's hard to believe. I couldn't believe that it was, like, out of stock for more than a year every time it was available. So,
yeah.
Yeah, people just live off of doing stuff like that, and it's cool.
That's cool. That's smart.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I feel like I want to have, like, a stable job, but, like, I'm fine with having these type of side hustles. But I feel like I'm someone who needs, like, something streamlined in the life, like, something structured that, like, I need a bark, like, a tree bark that holds me down. And then all the leaves and branches, I'll do my own things on the side. But it's, like, I need those, like, you know, that stable holder. Like, sure, like, I'll go travel. I'll go do the side things. I'm not someone who can completely just travel or... I know this, I can let go, like, that's not hard, but I feel like there needs to be something that'll bring me back to, like, the places I am, like, or else I'll just, trust me, I'm literally a penguin, I'll walk off and never come back. I'll get lost.
Yeah, no, I love the connection you made about, like, the tree bark and the leaves. That's really cool. But yeah, side hustles.
Wise old grandma coming out.
At the end of this episode, always. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. I didn't think it would be this long. I think our stories made it longer.
Yeah, but moral of the story, be a wise old grandma when you do anything with your money.
Yeah.
Lilana move.
Make smart decisions, work smarter and not harder when it comes to your money.
Yes, girl. Say that.
Yes. Okay. And we should end it off of here. So we'll catch you next week for another episode, hopefully. Look out for us next week, and subscribe, follow us on Instagram,
watch the whole episode.
Yeah, watch the entire episode. And yeah, we'll see you next time. Bye, girl bosses.
Bye, guys.